Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, April 12, 2011, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-host, Lavendar. We've got another great show for you this evening. Our featured guests are John and Elaine von Neuding, who are Sacred Sound Masters. In their pre-recorded interview, you'll learn about their work with music and how it activates the DNA codes of starseed children of all ages. Near the end of their talk with Lavendar, you'll get a musical sample of Elaine's gift that gave me chills. John and Elaine live in England, and they said they'll try to call in for any questions you may have for them. And their website is ascensioncircle.co.uk. And I posted in the comments on the right side of our show page all the websites that we'll be talking about tonight. So you can check there for it. Then we'll have one of our starseed friends, Marcy, with a great story about her recent trip to Mount Ida on a crystal quest with the magical synchronicity that she experienced. Another of our starseed friends, Tekaylee, will be calling in from Australia to tell you about her Maui Light Activation Tour, which she'll be leading over Pleiadian lineup in Hawaii next month, May 12th through the 20th. And her website is Tekaylee.com. That's Tekaylee.com. And as I said, if you look at the comments box on the right side of our page at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy, you'll see the websites referenced. Then our weekly Belvelation from Doc Belva Bloomer addresses health issues, and tonight it's about acid reflux, since we've had some requests for that information. We'd like to thank Purple Sage for hosting the chat room until Sierra gets online, and then she'll be taking over the switchboard. We're so grateful to have them both on our team. If you have a question or comment, the call-in number is 917-889-8292. Then press 1 so we know you have something to say. You can also listen on your computer at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy. As always, we ask you to be brief and remember that others will also be waiting with comments. Now, before we get started, I'd like to ask each and every one of you for your help. We get a lot of wonderful emails from our listeners and members of our community wanting to know what they can do to help us. As you know, our motto is empowering starseed to better serve the planet, and one of the best ways we can do that is to increase our visibility. Now, last week, we had almost 1,500 people listening to our show, but so far, only 244 have registered at Blog Talk Radio and clicked the word follow on our show page. If we could really increase our number of official followers, we'll have a better chance of increasing our visibility and being a featured show here. So please, register for free and click the word follow on our show page. The Starseed Radio Academy team is grateful for your help. If you haven't visited our main site yet, which is starseedhotline.com, we have a lot of vital information for starseed in our vault of knowledge. The entire site is coded for starseed activation. We also have a support forum for starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. That's N-I-N-G, starseedhotline.ning.com. Plus, we're on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go. You may notice that the format of show pages on Blog Talk has changed, and while there are some cool new features, it may take a little getting used to. I have to upload a bunch of pictures for each past show because I don't think we need to see my picture like, yikes, that's huge, for every episode. So I'll be changing that, but for right now, it's pretty big. So we'll get started in just a moment, but first I'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our site is 888-881-0881. That's 888-881-0881. We also want you to know that we have so many requests for our Starseed confirmation service, which we call a Stage 1 reading, that there could be up to a two-week wait. With a Stage 1 reading, you'll get your natal and progress charts and an MP3 of your reading, pointing out and explaining your star markings if you have them. Our Stage 2 readings, which are a one-on-one phone consultation, do get priority and include the Starseed confirmation. And both Lavendar and I are available for Starseed confirmation and personal consultation. And don't forget, if you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by requesting your solar return timing. Your manifestational ability is amplified 1,000-fold during those 10 hours, so don't miss out. And now, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Lavendar.
Hello, Arielle, and I'm so excited to have our friends from England join us tonight, and I think they're going to be calling in on Skype, so maybe they'll be able to answer any questions that the audience has for them. But this is a very, very exciting show, and to think that both of these beautiful individuals have come together with music and sound, it's going to be incredible. So anytime you want to start the recording, it's fine.
All right, let's just get right to it.
This is April 10th, 2011. We'll be doing a show on Tuesday, and I am so happy to have with us John and Elaine Von Neuding, who live in England, and they've agreed to do a recording with me because it may be so late for them that they can't be up for questions, or maybe they will be. They'll let us know later. And I've been looking at their website and reading about them and what they do, and so I just want to start by saying, first of all, that I am just elated that they have chosen to bring their message to Starseed Hotline. So I'm going to read directly off of their website about Elaine. And Elaine has written it so well that I just want to read right from her words. Elaine is an indigo blue ray being. She has been the principal of a daycare center, kindergarten, and art center for over 10 years, now caring for children, ages 0 to 14. She has experienced much of counseling and supporting a family since 1999. And prior to this, 1991, she was a managing director and soprano for First Act Opera International, a touring company of professional chamber artists who performed in many venues, including stately homes, theaters, cathedrals all over the world, including USA, Russia, and China. First Act Opera also took various musical projects into schools, including underprivileged inner-city areas where the power of sound and movement were introduced to raise the children's self-esteem, self-belief, and self-empowerment. It was her passion for opera and sound which led her into the experience of the healing potentials of sacred sound through the power of the voice and other instruments. She now uses her voice as a vehicle to channel love and light in the sacred sound with higher vibrational celestial beings. Her passion for theosophy and spiritual truth followed an intensive period of personal training for nearly 3 years in the late 80s with a Tibetan master who revered her knowledge of the occult works of Helena Blavatsky and the works of Alice Bailey. From this time, she has worked with her own intuition, higher self, celestial and ET guides, and ascended masters. Since the birth of her own son in 1998, she has been intensively involved in the evolution of our education system and building links visually and telepathically with other higher vibrational children and omnidimensional beings. She is clairvoyant, sentient, and cognizant, and reads the Akashic Records in conjunction with her husband John, who is able to download details of past life and other life information, including lives in other civilizations. They are both ambassadors of light and sound, working with the masters to enable others to realize their own true divinity in the I Am Presence. She is devoted to world service for humanity and building the awareness of others while moving from the fourth to the fifth density consciousness. So, that is Elaine. And now I'm going to read about John. My incarnation this time Born in South Africa, I came to live in England. I was awarded a flying scholarship. Life challenges came forward in traveling and reading economics at university, two marriages, bereavements until I followed my heart in 87, opera singing. I stopped pretending I enjoyed my day job and devoted all my time to creating my own opera company, giving around 150 performances a year, many of them working with school to give children experience of the joy of communicating through voice and movement. We toured, the first British company to perform in China. We were invited to the USA and Russia, as well as most of Europe and some of Africa. After the Queen Mum's passing, we were asked to commemorate her favorite race, the Grand National, at Untree Racecourse to our largest live audience of 1.5 billion people. Quite a sound healing, don't you think? Some may think that this was a very fulfilling lifestyle, but I was reminded of the esoteric and read avidly on all subjects to do with it. Activations led me to key connections in terms of people and places in Western USA. The family and I were very keen to live there, but were directly guided back to Europe. We are holding our second Mind, Body, and Spirit Festival in Southwold, Suffolk, after 90 practitioners of many modalities and 400 visitors were drawn to attend the first. Our talks about the ascension process and children of the new energy, and we are visited by clients regularly. Future plans include performances and talks in the UK, Belgium, Ireland, France, Spain, and Denmark. Discovering initially that I am clairsentient and clairvoyant with the ability to activate the healing process in others, I can read the Akashic records and virtually all past lives of those of all ages who are drawn to me. Oops, I lost my place. Trauma or disease comes from energy imbalance, which is generally the result of trauma or disease in a past or present life. For those of you who are into labels, I am an indigo blue-ray being, which I discovered after discovering the term indigo when referring to the energy field emanating from an individual. Elaine and I run the Ascension School for those who are drawn to us, and here we seek to inspire souls to make their own self-mastery, whatever the modality or interest of the individual. I make no claim to cure anyone. My gift is to make them aware of the potentials that exist within them to reach a state of peace and joy and well-being and a state of love and grace. And that's for John. So, Elaine, John, I just felt led to read both of those so that our audience would have a larger scope of who you are, what you have gone through in your life, to know what you know now. So let's start with you, Elaine, first. Tell me what it is that you would really like to tell our audience, because you've been listening to us for some time. I've done a session with you. You know what we're about. And we have people that are really awake. We have them awake, and they're ready to take on their next assignment, whatever that may be. So can you speak to those people about what you think they should be doing next?
Thank you, Lavendar. Thank you for calling us and allowing us to be connected with your Starseed Academy. We are so honored to be part of the group that you represent as well. We feel for us that we represent the children, the starseed children, who of course are us as well, our own starseed children, our inner selves. And the message that I receive from many of the starseed children is that they need us to form soul community groups across the world. And in the UK, we are creating templates so that there are these various soul groups in different areas. They represent themselves slightly differently because everyone has their own truths to tell. But what happens is that as people wake up, or their children help them activate their parents to wake up, they need somewhere to dock in, somewhere where they can share their stories and also be given more information about what is happening to them. So for all of those like us who are very awakened, and we, John and I, have been awakened for 30, 40 years now, we represent the children who are highly specialized, omnidimensional, multisensory, multidimensional, and they need their parents to know who they are and who they are themselves. And that's our message.
Okay, great. So I want to know more about how you use the sacred sound through the power of your voice and your instruments, because, you know, the two of you together, there's something about the way you probably met and came together with music and with opera. And of course, you know, that's a, you know, the celestial music of the spheres is a really favorite topic of mine anyway. And I know that everything is mathematically correct within music. And so if you have a specialty that you could share with us about how you discovered this sacred sound, I would love to hear it.
Well, when I first met John, he was producing operas, and I, if you like, joined his group, having never sang publicly in my life. And John encouraged me to be the singer that I could be, something that emanated from me inside. And within 2 years, I was performing in an international arena. And I remember when I spoke to you when we had our reading with you and you talked about masterships, I was always very aware that I'd had many lives where I used sacred sound, not just in opera, but in all forms of sound. So this came forward in the operas that we did. I was very familiar with quantum sound. I used to be able to understand all the notes that the orchestra was playing, and I knew everyone else's line. I could learn concert repertoire very quickly. And you described this in our discussion about honoring your masterships. And we believe in your multidimensional essence. If you've already achieved this mastership, you can just bring it forward. You don't need to go to all the colleges. You don't need to learn it someone else's way. You actually bring forward your own version of the truth in this sacred sound.
Well, so, I love that, because there is a sound in your soul that vibrates to music.
Yes.
And that sound, or a, say, a combination of sounds in a musical piece, can actually rivet the soul into past memory to grab a hold of that mastership and just simply fly. I get it.
Yep. And I found that when I was singing with people, we used to do corporate work, all kinds of different areas that we worked in, as you've described in the biogs. But I used to find that when I used to sing, I would be very closely connected to someone, and I would walk into their field, and through the modality of the sound, I would connect to them energetically, to their biokinetic fields, and I would be given information about them through the particulates of the sound. This was my methodology of bringing forward different languages and different understandings of what was happening to that individual. So this could occur holographically. I would be shown a film, a mini film of maybe what's going on in their lives, or perhaps they have some problem with their kidneys, or there's a problem at home. I would just pick this information up through the gateway of the sound.
Oh, wow. I love it. Well, John, you've been sitting there very patiently. I'd like to talk to you now just for a little bit. So tell us a little bit about what's happening with you now. I just read your bio, and it's great. Tell me where you are now with tuning in to people through sound or through the work that you're doing with Elaine.
Well, I do speak at the events that we hold, but I do a lot more in the background. And one of the interesting statistics that I'm given by my guys, my higher self, the Akash, whatever you want to call it, is that only 2% of our communication is physical, and the other 98% is all going on at the same time. And I'm becoming more aware of this multidimensional aspect of ourselves. I've been also given that there are 360 dimensions that we work with, and you may have information about this as well, Lavendar, but if we just connect with the idea that there are those 360 dimensions. Well, there is so much going on that we intellectually, you know, it's just a really a waste of time to attempt to process that. It's just better just to be in that space with all those dimensions and allow. And it's extraordinary what comes forward when you do allow in that process. Allow your multidimensional aspects to help you and guide you.
Well, that's what I call the natural state. The 360 that you're speaking about, that is, of course, how many degrees there is in an astrological wheel. And so there are 360 frequencies simultaneously going on within your DNA packet in your body at any given moment.
I love the sacred maths. It's wonderful how all these numbers all interrelate and correlate to each other.
Right.
It's interesting, Lavendar, in my communications with the children telepathically, they describe these 360 degrees as senses. They would say that there are not just the five senses, there are actually 360 senses.
So every point of the compass, if you like, has a sense.
Absolutely. It's a degree. It's a degree astrologically too. And all of it is mathematically correct with the celestial music of the spheres. All of it.
Yeah.
So, you also ask what I'm doing now. Well, the strongest feeling I'm getting is that I have to share the urgency of those who think they are awakened to really wake up and embrace the fact that the fifth dimension is with us, and to show them through whatever modality I'm using at the time that it's really important to be in this energy, not to play at it, to be in it, to be it. That's the message I'm getting very strongly at the moment.
Right. You know, I know that a lot of people are probably in the chat rooms. They probably need a website to look at. Which I see four of them here. Which one would you like for us to use? Well,
I think the easiest one for people to use, and it's quite an easy name to remember, is the usual www. And then Ascension Circle, all one word. So Ascension Circle. .co.uk.
Now I noticed that it says Ascension dash circle.
No,
they can use either.
No, well, actually, either will work.
Either will work now.
Okay. So ascensioncircle.co.uk is the one that's the one you go to see your work and your lovely pictures, and of course you're using all my favorite colors on here.
Oh, lovely.
The lavenders and turquoise.
You, Lavender.
Yes. I know that you want to talk a little bit about, I guess, Grandma Chandra. So would you, who wants to speak about Chandra UK visit 2011?
I love to speak about Chandra. I connected with her in 2007, and she appeared to me as a dolphin, and I transformed myself into this dolphin state, and we would go off and have holographic quantum reality exchanges. And this went on for some months. And then a wonderful lady who you know very well, Meg Blackburn-Losey, has written a book about the conversations with the children of now. And when I read her book, I was drawn to a particular picture of Grandma Chandra, who appears in her book. And I said to John, this is
and
the girl.
And Elaine was so excited.
I was so excited. This is the girl that I have been telepathing with all
she
this
said,
time.
She said,
She's the dolphin. She's the one. So we actually, John actually picked up the phone, and we went to the U.S. to meet Grandma and connect with her. And she was the first one that was able to validate many of the experiences that we were having in these quantum reality states, where we were able to know that we'd had lives with others, that we could tell whether we had been mother, sister, brother, to many other beings, and we know about our masterships from many other lives, about our Cathar background, our Knights Templar, and our lives in France. And she was one of the first that validated that for us. And this was all telepathic at the time through her mother, Kat. So for many years after that, we continued to connect with her, and many people that we saw across Europe, we would be working in the energy of Grandma Chandra, because she would telepath and blend in with my energies whenever we were making people more aware of their own potentialities. And we were delighted last year when she gave us a telepathic call and asked us to go over to Holland to meet the core group over there. Joanne and Petey, I'd like to mention them because they're beautiful souls who have been running the core group over there for 7 years. And Grandma asked us if we would host her in the UK. And of course, we were honored that she wanted to come over here and work with many individuals and groups over here. And that's what we've been building this year, is these soul community groups where Grandma can come in and work with them in her omnidimensional realities and co-create with them, because that's what these children do. They don't do any work for you. This is easily misunderstood. They actually co-create with you.
So they work with you.
They work holographically to co-create potentials of you developing your own personal attributes, bringing through your modalities, your memories, your gateways to star lineage that you have. And we noticed particularly that since working with her, we were able to connect with our galactic heritage, where we would speak other languages. I speak other languages that come through when I work with sound. And Grandma has been amazing in facilitating us coming together in these groups. She's called like a spider web woman.
Oh, and I love that.
She's just an amazing being, and of course she's not the only child that we connect with.
And we've connected with quite a number of others now who have similar abilities to Grandma, and some of them do have physical speech and are much more connected in the physical sense.
Now, I need to ask, when you say Grandma, is this like an older woman? I get confused about.
Let me explain who Grandma is. She's now 27.
Yeah.
And she was given the name Grandma by the chief of the Star Nations in the U.S. And his name originally was Standing Elk, but now it's Great Light Eagle.
Chief Golden
Light Eagle. Yes, that's his title.
Yes.
And he and other elders saw her as a wise woman, so a grandma. And so they gave her this title, and that's how she's been known since.
She's about 18, I think.
I think she was about 18, so for nearly 10 years.
Yeah, because of the been doing all that time in her 18 years.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, it kind of confused me at first, so I'm glad that we brought that up so people will have a clearer vision of who she really, really is. And so what are the dates for her coming to England?
She's coming to Holland in September, and then she'll be joining us in October for the first 3 weeks in October. And this is culminating in a special meeting in Glastonbury on the 22nd of October, there will be a large meeting there in Glastonbury at the Assembly Rooms. And it's open for anyone that wants to attend. It's all on the website. All the dates are all there on the website, where they can dock in, where they can connect with her and others who are working in their starseed lineage.
And we're expecting people who come from anywhere in Europe, because Glastonbury is such a center for awakening to this work.
Right. Mm-hmm. What do you have the website for the Holland group?
Yeah, it's Grandma Chandra. Her website is grandmachandra.com. That's hers.
And the Netherlands one is grandmachandra.nl for Netherlands.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, tell me a little bit about your consulting work that you do. Are you set up on Skype where you, you know, I'm set on Skype where I can talk to anybody in the world and do sessions. Do you do that the same way?
We do indeed.
Yes. It was quite funny. I had a parent ring me a few weeks ago, and she rang from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was telling her all about this work and about Grandma Chandra, and she said so excitedly, "And where does Grandma Chandra live?" And I said, "She lives in Phoenix, Arizona, in your own town." So it's,
she was so excited.
It's extraordinary that we get calls from all over the world, and when we connect them to someone in their own hometown, it's quite extraordinary.
Okay, good, good. So we know that you're on Skype, and we know that you are doing the work that all of us are doing with, as far as star seeds and indigos and crystalline children, and we really applaud you for taking on this for the new kids that are coming, because, you know, everything that we're doing here is really for the generation behind us. Whatever age we are, we always are reaching back and pulling them up and saying, here, you know, this is the information that I came with. Let me pass it on to you. And that's what you're doing, and I really applaud you for that. And so I just want everybody, let's look at that website one more time. It is www.ascensioncircle.co.uk. Be sure and go on and look at Elaine and John's work. And to say just a little bit about both of you from my point of view, after I did both of your charts, I was just absolutely reeling, because I knew that I had found within you the life stream of celestial contact and soul contact. And then when we got into the information from France and England, the Cathars, Mary Magdalene, Jesus, the whole thing, it was just like a huge celebration that happened in me to acknowledge you.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it was. And so I'm really so streamlined with everything that you're doing, and want people to go on your website and see the work that you're doing. And if anyone is listening to this that has ideas about sacred sound, pass it on to John and Elaine. And
yes, please.
Yeah, you know, I think that sound and music is so very, very important. I think that the art of taking musical tones and translating them into a universal language that brings peace on this planet is something that we really need to be striving for. And I must say that when I watch TV and I hear commercials and I hear the sounds that they're putting through that are degrading to the soul, they're like tearing my senses apart when I hear them. When I see the music that's being displayed on the planet, I cringe, because I'm going, where are the celestial music messengers? I want to know, where are they? Please rise, come forward. We need you now. We need to do something, because these young kids do not need to be hearing this music that's out there now.
No, yeah. It's interesting that our son, who's now 12, he has chosen, because and this didn't just come from him, he's chosen not to watch television because he can't stand that he's hearing. And we watch a lot of movies, and they have lots of codes in them, of course.
Yeah, and they're featured on our site, Ascension Circle, as
yes,
well.
There's a long list of movies that are worth watching.
You can take a look at.
Right.
Lavender, what I'd love to do for you, would you like me to sing a little something of how my sacred sound comes across?
Yes, do it, yes, please.
Okay. I have here a crystal bowl. It's a pure note C, which I'm going to play, so I'm hoping it's not going to distort too much, and I'll play it very lightly, and then I will blend my voice in with it. So here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Itaho sukia miante aisu aisu.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, with that, I think that we should probably end this this time together, because that sound. I hope that Ariel, when she edits this, that she's able to get the flavor of what just happened. So, Elaine, thank you so much, and John, and thank you for coming on. And if you're going to be up at your time when our show goes on and be available for questions, you know, put your hand up on Skype and let us know. But if you're not able to stay up, we'll understand, okay?
We'll do our very best to be with you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the planet. Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye.
You. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Lavendar, I still have chills every time I hear the sound and the music that she does. It just gives me chills.
I love it. Just wonderful. I'm so happy they're on the planet, and I wish that more people that were into music would take this path. It would just help all of us so much.
Well, I've got great news for you.
What?
John and Elaine are here with us.
Oh, good.
Hello, John and Elaine. This is Ariel and Lavendar. Thank you so much for being with us. I know it's late in England.
Hello, Ariel.
Hi, Ariel.
Hello, Lavendar, and hello, everyone else. Yes, it is rather late. It's
after midnight.
Half past midnight, but we're surprisingly awake. I don't know whether we're awake enough to answer any questions, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, let's just see if we have any questions from our callers for you. We do have some people waiting. This is... Jim. Jim is a musician who is interested in sound healing. Jim, you are on the air with John and Elaine and Lavendar and I. Hello.
Hi. I am a singer, songwriter, composer, producer of my own music. And I have a feeling that I should be doing healing sound music. I think my music is healing sound music. It's spiritual music,
We can hear it in your voice. Yeah. Both of us can hear it in your voice.
Oh, I was going to say it's not the same as you, and I recently have been looking at different modalities because I use the keyboard, and I've been gifted with a lot of really beautiful music, but for some reason I feel like it should be, I don't know where I should be going. One thing that I'm interested in is how did you decipher that you were star seeds, and how would I decipher that, since I am not... clairvoyant or awaken in those senses?
Well, I guess, Jim, you have to feel it in your heart, because that's where sound moves into. It moves through your universal heart, and you have a particularly sensitive aspect to your being, and I can hear it in your voice. And because I work with sound a lot, I actually get a lot of my information through people's voices. So I think that you have knowledge of the spheres that is there for you to share, probably through the sounds that you make and with the keyboard. I can see that in a combination that you do. And please, you know, send us an email, and maybe we can speak with you off air sometime and talk to you more.
Okay. I did get your website, and I just was, I guess, one, you know, the star seed and that part of my knowledge is lacking, where I feel like my music is at a level of excellence, but, you know, I know there's always room for improvement. And I did want to thank you for your beautiful presentation. It was absolutely excellent, and I am sound sensitive, and I really appreciated it.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that you made the comments that you have. We're honored.
And you've taken the trouble to call us. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you.
Thank you, Jim.
You very much for staying up.
Well, we're sort of awake now,
yeah,
I think.
We're devoted to service. You know how it is.
Yes. Yeah, I do a lot of volunteer stuff, so I do know what it is to be devoted to service.
Yeah. Jim, do you work with children?
No. I do adult facility volunteering, and I do nursing home facilities. I do a lot of shows, and I'm incorporating healing touch now at my shows.
And I bet they love you. I bet they love you around.
Well, they think I'm a star.
Yes, I can hear you're a star. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Yeah. That's what they can hear too.
So give us
an email. Or we'll speak.
Send us an email. There are details on our website if you want to contact us.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a
good night.
And you.
Thanks for calling, Jim. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk to Tina next. Hello, Tina. You are on the air with John and Elaine von Neuding.
Oh, hi. I feel so privileged. I was looking at your website.
We are privileged as well. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I was looking at your website and I saw a picture of a gong on a stand. And I was just so surprised because it looks like one that I have in my house. It's from Germany, and it's made by the people who make the cymbals in the orchestras around the world. Is that
probably
the same company?
Is it
a Peister gong?
Peister?
Yes.
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 Yes,
my goodness. Mine is the Earth gong. I know that they make them for each planet, and then also the new moon and the full moon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and we have. There are only, I think, six sets.
And all the elements as well.
Yeah, in the whole world.
Right.
We know two owners that have the full set of the planets. We work with them in Glastonbury and Avebury at some of the solstices that we've done. And they're beloved people to us, and we've worked with them several times. So we're passionate about the gongs.
And the Peister gongs are the most famous gongs in the world, but others make gongs that are pretty well as good.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing sound, and I was just wondering, I mean, I have it here in my house, and I was thinking maybe I should invite some people over, some of these children perhaps over.
Definitely.
I know that when...
Yes.
Definitely. They
so
are
where,
amazing.
Where is your house, Tina?
Where are you?
It's in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Have you been here?
We'll have to come around.
Oh, you must come. But the cool thing is, listen to this. I'm just going to play it for everyone for a second.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, I can feel it.
But the cool thing is this. I am scheduled to be in Ireland in the beginning of October, and I noticed that you are having all kinds of ceremonies, and I want to try to connect with you while I'm over there.
That will be lovely.
Oh, that would
definitely
be magical.
Grandma will be delighted. So, again, send us an email. Something I must tell you about the gongs as well that I've started to do is that I now sing into the gongs. And what happens is then when you carry on playing the gong repeats and reflects the sound that you've sang into it, and it reflects it back to you. It's awesome.
Sounds extraordinary.
It's like, because I can often hear sound even when you finish playing a bowl or a gong. I can hear it going on even when you've stopped, because it carries on in the spheres, as Lavendar was talking about. But now you can sing into the gong, and the gong will actually play, almost like it replays your voice back to you. It's amazing.
Wow.
Try it.
I will. I'll try it. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so are we. That's what sound does for us. It fills us with passion and joy and just, oh, this, great feeling of being alive and connected.
Well,
all that
it is. It sounds like these are used for healing, because we actually purchased this gong because we heard that Lance Armstrong, of all people, uses it to regenerate his body after he, well, he's had such, you know, he's had cancer and he trains, and so he uses it to regenerate his body, the vibration of the earth gong.
Definitely. Because the gongs and bowls, they're all consciousness in the way that we are. So whatever you put into it, it actually gives back to you. It works with you. And when I move around someone's body with a bowl or a gong, I can hear the different vibrations in their body, in the tonality of the sound, and you can then tone back into it to actually rebalance to zero point the vibrations and the frequencies in the body.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing!
It's amazing. It's all what our star lineage is able to give us. So in other planets, this is normal procedure, and this is how we do it. The Andromedans work with this all the time. So buy it.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very much.
Lavendar, thank you. You and Ariel for having these wonderful people on your show. This is so cool.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Lavendar. Thank you, Lavendar
and Ariel.
Thank you, Tina. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What synchronicity, huh?
Always.
Wow.
Always.
Wow. And you're gonna love Tina if she gets to hook up with you in your Glastonbury trip.
We're excited about it.
It's fantastic, wonderful.
And yeah, she works with zero point energy, so you have a lot to talk about and learn about each other. So we have a really really full switchboard here.
I know.
Want everybody to be.
Lots of other things happening too, as well, don't you? So we're very honored that you've given us this time, Arielle. It's amazing. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. I was just telling the callers to please be patient, and we have. Next caller will be Ashtiana. Hello, Ashtiana. You are on the air with John and Elaine.
Hi, John and Elaine. Hi, Arielle and Lavendar. A wonderful program. I have a question about the language that you were speaking. You know, in some of these science fiction stories, they make up languages in mythology, you know, Tolkien, and then there are the Native American languages. But can you just say something about the language that you were speaking at the end after the toning and the chanting?
Well, I do many different forms of language. I just respond to the energy that's in the moment. And I'm given to understand that that's one of my Pleiadian extensions that works with me. And, of course, we all connect to our Lemurian and Atlantean heritage. And also, you know, maybe if we've lived in Peru or, you know, we've worked with the Incas, all this kind of heritage comes forward when we are in this sort of sound energy. I know that I've brought forward many
different languages,
Aramaic and
Druid and
all kinds. I tend to respond to the space that I'm in, maybe the land that I'm in. When we were down in the Cathar region, you know, I speak another language then. You're really responding to the imprint of the energy of the land and the beings that you're in that group with. So, and it's beautiful, and anyone can do it. I'm not the only one that does this, and anyone can do it. It's just getting in touch with the love frequency and your galactic heritage, and just respond and believe in what comes through to you. Because sometimes you think, well, is that a language? What is this? But it's real to you. And when you share it, it's amazing how it resonates with others. And many people say, why does this remind me of home? Well, home is in you, and your heritage and your starseed connections and your extensions are all part of your multidimensional being. So they are actually all part of you. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. What a beautiful, clear answer. Thank you very much. Many blessings.
Ashtiana, do you work with sound?
Yes.
Okay. Believe you. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Be well. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashtiana. And I'd like to ask you, Elaine, do you have a translation, or do the words just come through and you deliver them? Do you have the translation?
Not always. I can get an overview of what they're expressing because it varies in the different groups or the different places where I'm translating. So sometimes it's a very clear. Sometimes I've worked in concerts where the person has spoken something in English and then I've repeated it in a completely different language, you know, almost so that people can connect with their other heritage in this other language. So it kind of can go in reverse as well, you know. It's a beautiful language when you speak these different languages, and I would encourage anyone to bring this through, because some of it is very tonal. I noticed, you know, with the Lemurian codes that I bring in when I work with grandma particularly, it's very tonal. It's almost a cross between Chinese
and the tonal languages and Polynesian,
I would say,
which is also quite tonal.
And sometimes, Ariel, I get the movement that goes with it. So if I'm bringing forward a Polynesian language, sometimes my whole body reflects the sound that's coming through, and I start doing all these Maori movements and this kind of thing. So don't be surprised what happens to the rest of your body when you start bringing through these languages and sounds.
Well, I can relate not so much in the language part, but in the sound part. You just let it permeates you, and you just become it.
You become it. You embody the whole sphere of what you're bringing in, and it blends with your body. I know I talked with Lavendar at length about how my body seems to be made for walking energies and blending energies with other aspects of my multidimensionality, and when they come in, I just feel like it's all me in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're making sound or you're making movements or you're using an instrument to sort of reflect your sound as well, it's extraordinary, and it's a wonderful experience, and it will help others to connect with these other aspects of them, which are their starseed galactic heritage. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. We have another caller. This is Tekeli. Hello, Tekeli. You're on the air.
Hi there. Blessings to you for the beautiful work that you do. That is just incredible.
Hello, Tekeli.
Hi. I wondered if you could share how you began these processes, how you freed up your voice to create this sort of energy.
Do you know, I think you just need to be in love with the sound. And I remember when I first started to connect with the other beings, something that the children was teaching me, that we need to be in the fullest sense of appreciation in all aspects of our living. And I felt that sometimes we don't appreciate the beings that work with us as much as we could. So sometimes I would just sing with all my heart all the gratitude that I could feel for the work that they were doing in connecting with us. And once you start to do that, it's extraordinary how gateways open up and they connect with you with all these different textures and sounds and movements and language. So I would say follow your heart and just sing and vocalize, you know, your authentic sound through the fullness of your body. And I guess opera helped me to open that up, is that you use your whole body to connect internally and externally. And it's just amazing what comes through.
Wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome. If anyone would like to look at the website, I have actually written several sections on what happened to me with the sound healing, just to show that this can happen to you, you know, because
I had an upbringing like many of us.
And
you
don't have to be a trained opera singer to do this. Anybody can do it.
I wasn't
and
a trained opera
And you
singer.
Don't have to sing operatically to bring it forward. You can sing in whatever way suits you and feels comfortable for you. And you don't need an audience. You can just do it by yourself.
Absolutely.
It's
just wonderful. Do it with love. Do it with passion and do it with love.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And to Kaylee, we are going to bring you back on to talk about your Maui Light Activation Tour as soon as we get through
some
that's questions. Really cool.
We'll have to stay up a little bit longer then.
Thank you so much. Shall we do it now, Lavendar, or shall we come back?
Let's come back.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. So, to Kaylee, stay with us. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we have our own Doc Belva with a comment or question. Hello, Belva, you're on the air with John and Elaine.
I wanted to tell them how wonderful, what a great contribution they're making for us. This has been one of the very best meetings that we've had. I think it's fantastic. I came in playing the piano and the harp when I was 4 with no training.
Exactly.
And so I've been into music my whole life, and this was absolutely mind-blowing. And I thank you for joining us. I really do.
Well, coming from you, that's a great honor.
It is an honor. Thank you
so much. We're so delighted to be part of your Starseed Academy group, and we all have many stories to share, and we just wanted you to know that there's a lot going on in Europe and in England. So thank you, Lavendar, for giving us the opportunity to let you know what's going on over here.
It's all part of the plan, if you like.
All part of the whole.
Well, we are so honored to have you with us, and we are going to hear from Belva here in a little while, too. She's got a Belvalation for us this week. But we'll get back to you, okay, Belva?
Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. And I don't know if you were listening during the intro to the show, but I've been a professional musician and singer all of my life, longer than I care to say, but I understand what you're saying, and when I heard your recording that you put in there towards the end, it gave me chills, and very, very seldom the singers are like angelic type singers will give me chills, and nobody else. it just did something for me, and I so appreciate it. So appreciate the richness of your voice and the intent of your delivery, as well as the passion in your heart. It's just such an honor to have you part of our family now.
Yes. Well, we're delighted to be part of your family.
Again.
Again. It's so true. So true. Well, Lavendar, is there anything else that you want to discuss? Because I know that John and Elaine are they're up way past their bedtime.
But we're awake now,
you're
so
okay.
It's fine.
But you're all awake now, okay.
Well, how are we doing on time? I'm just looking to see. I want to make sure we get everyone in. Is Marcy online? Did you find her phone number?
Not yet. I don't. Hang on a second. Yes, she is online.
Okay, so we got everybody. I just wanted to make sure you found her.
Yes.
So as we go along, maybe we'll have other callers come in. If they can stay up a little later, we'd love for them to do that.
That would be fine.
It'll be fine.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Lavendar. Thank you.
All right, well, John and Elaine, I'm just going to mute your microphone, and then if we have more questions or musical comments, we will bring you back on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just before you, are you going to be here, do you think, for the whole show? For the rest of, there's another hour.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be here.
Okay. Well, I will check back because I don't want the show to end without thanking you and saying goodbye one more time.
If you unmute and you hear snoring, you know that we've gone somewhere else.
Okay. All right then. We will be back with you in a little while.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, as I said at the top of the show, we have a great story of magical synchronicity coming from our friend Marcy, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Just hang on a second here. Okay, Marcy, hello. You are on the air.
Hello, hello.
Hi there.
You want me to start now?
You probably didn't hear the beginning of the show, but you recently took a trip to Mount Ida, Arkansas on a crystal quest.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
It was such an amazing journey that you wrote it all down, and the story is so incredible. We would just like you to share it. So if you have it ready to go, go ahead.
I have it ready. Here it goes. Lavender has mentioned on several occasions that Mount Ida, Arkansas, is a great source for experiencing the Galactic Guardian. This is something that I am very interested in experiencing for myself. So we planned a trip with that purpose and to go into a crystal mine and dig for stones. We left on Saturday morning and began the four-hour drive. I bought a camera and began filming the scenery. The cool morning turned warmer as we drove, so a stop at a small Walmart resulted in shorts. It was going to be very hot digging, I expected. The scenery was so beautiful, and I got chills on my arms as we got closer to the mountains. I could feel the Guardian's presence. It was wonderful. We made it to Mount Ida, Arkansas, so now what? Where we go, I thought as we drove into the small Arkansas town. There were no flashing lights, no sign saying, Marcy, this way to the Crystal Cavern. So we stopped at the Tourist Information Center, which closed 30 minutes before arriving. I took my camera out and took a few pictures of the area, then opened the free tourist guide sitting outside the center. On page 4, where all the crystal mines listed for the area, one that caught my eye was the Avatar Crystal Mine. The Avatar Crystal Mine is one of the leading producers in the world for metaphysical crystals, including large quantities of Isis, channeling, generators, phantoms, double terminated keys, twins, windows, rainbows, record keepers, tabbies, and much, much more. There was so much to choose from. This is the one I wanted to go to. The Avatar sounded perfect. We drove down the road looking for Junction 27 South, but missed a turn. Making a U-turn, I saw a crystal gem shop. Actually, a trailer with tables of stones sitting beside the highway, and stopped to get out. I walked around the tables, but I did not get a feeling that this is where I needed to be. So I got back into my car and drove to a gas station next to Junction 27 South. Reading the tourist guide, another ad for Avatar Crystal Mine was showing, an address for 27 North. Not South, as the other ad said. What? Really? Okay, I'm confused. The full-page ad said to go to Story, Arkansas, which is on 27 North. That is where I'm headed. I park at the gas station, and right next door is Crystal House, a roadside crystal and gift shop that looks very old, like it's been there for a very, very long time. I get the feeling that I should go look around, but it's getting late, so I start the car and start to drive down the highway. The car stalls. It won't run, and there is a light on the instrument panel with an exclamation point all lit up. Wow, what now? I need to open the hood and check for problems. The oil is full, steering pump is full, radiator is full, and transmission is okay. Starting the car, it now runs, so off I go. The drive takes me past Story, Arkansas. I saw a couple of y'all dig your own crystal mines. Ha! These aren't mines. These are fields out back of the farms. Is this what they call a mine here in Arkansas? I was thinking caves. I was to find out later, the answer is yes. Turning around, I'm searching for mailboxes for 5407, the address for Avatar Crystal Mine. There it is, 5407, but it is a house with several outbuildings. I pick up the cell phone, dial the number on the ad, but I have lost all my bars, no connection. Okay. This is a home, so the other ad must be the location of the actual mine. I'm heading back to Mount Ida and taking the other route. It is now 5:30 p.m. as I drive back to the gas station next to the other turn, 227 South, and I see the crystal house again. Well, I decide that it's too late, probably have to spend the night and start again in the morning when mines are open. I pull in and notice an open sign. So I go in. Hello? Is anyone here? Yes. How can I help you? Was the response from the guy walking behind the counter. I want to ask you 23 questions about crystals. He puts his head down and looks at the counter. Okay, he says. Are there any crystal caves around here? Or are the crystals dug up in a field? Where are the best places to dig? I'm into metaphysics, and I'm looking for crystals. I pause, and he says, well, I have 21 questions to go. Ha, ha. He tells me that there are no real caves, that crystals were formed in cracks in the earth when a volcano activity pushed up some 100 or 200 million years ago. But that's another debate, and we won't go into that. Most of all, the crystals in the area were formed this way. So the mines you hear about are really open strip mines where crystals need to be dug up, where the hot lava reacted with the earth, cooled down, and produced what you're looking for. There are a lot of gem shops around here that have colored glass that was formed, and they are not metaphysical crystals. I told him that I was supposed to come in here, and I proceeded to tell him about the car stalling next to the shop earlier. It was meant for me to be here, but I don't know why. He replied, I'm skeptical of the crystal stuff myself, but you don't know how many times I hear that same remark from other people. He then gets a map of the area and starts circling all the mines where I can go dig and tells me where others have had good luck and how much it will cost me to dig. I asked where all the crystals came from in his store, and he told me that he has his own mine, but that it is not open to the public yet. I thanked him and started to leave, but I stopped at the door and decided to look around while I was there. There were crystals of all types and size. I found some for $4 all the way up to $5,000. They were all categorized and labeled with type and cost. Maybe I'll find something that I can get energy from, so I started to pick them all up and meditate with each. After an hour, I started to leave, but I thought I would go back and buy a few. I might not be lucky tomorrow digging, so at least I would have something to show for my trip. I picked up an ET, record keeper, and grounding crystal for $4, $12, and $18. As I set them up on the counter, I retold the story of my car and that I felt I was supposed to be here in the store at this very exact moment. He turned and walked to a box on the shelf and pulled out a black terminal line and told me to hold that and the ET crystal. Does that do anything for you? He asked. Yes, I felt energy from the crystal, and he said that that's for you. He proceeded to wrap everything up, cleaning markings, placing information cards for each within their own wrap. He finished and then told me to come over to the side counter. These are not for sale, he said, as he placed three box lids of another type of crystal on the counter. Do any of these say anything to you? He said. I will tell you why later. What is this guy up to? I thought. So I passed my hands over each tray. I get energy from this middle tray. He asked if one crystal leaped out to me, and I picked up one and said, this one has energy to it. He said, these are not for sale. They are waiting for the owner to come and get them. That one belongs to you. He walked back and racked it up also. I thanked him when all of a sudden he walked back and told me to look at the set he had that also was not for sale. He laid out five small black pillows, then turned to a box on the floor and unwrapped each of the five crystals that varied in size from largest to smallest. He told the story of the lady that dropped them off, saying that the owner would someday come in and pick them up. He said that he would know who the owner was by the way that they would react to the vortex of the stones. I placed my hand on each stone, but did not get any energy, so I told him that these are not for me. They are waiting on someone else, the owner. At that moment, he walked out from the counter to his collection of crystals out on a display. Not saying anything, he looked at every counter and every shelf at every crystal. He did this three times, then walked back behind the counter and looked at boxes under paper searching for something. He came out to the display area again saying, I am looking for a crystal meant for you that I seen 2 days ago. I did not know who it belonged to until just now. He looked for another several minutes and could not find it. It has been moved, he said frantically. So he picked up one, but keeps hesitating and kept looking. He brought it to me asking me to hold it and if it said anything to me. It made the hair on my arm stand up. Yes, I get energy, I told him. He went to the counter and opened the case and handed me another and said the same thing. Holding both, I told him that the ET record keeper crystal felt the strongest to me. He walked to the front of the counter again and said, the crystal is from me to you. Oh, my gosh. The cost of the crystal he gave me was $85, but that really didn't mean anything. He told another story as he wrapped it up. A light worker had came in and told him that six crystals in the collection belonged to specific people, which she named Jenny, Mike, Ted, and Tom. They will come in and ask for them. After she left, he wrapped them up with their name on the wrap and placed them in what he called a junk basket on the counter that was not displayed. Within 6 months, people with those names had come in from all parts of the country and were drawn to that junk basket that no one but him knew about. He said that they would be at the counter, fumbling around, looking at stuff, and maybe touch the basket or look at it, and he would ask their name. After giving their name, he searched the basket of junk, and he would find the crystal that had a matching exact name. He said he is skeptic, but that happened, so he believes that there are crystals that he has that are waiting for the owners to come and pick them up. Wow, what an experience this was for me. After all the crystals were placed in a shopping bag, I laid my hands in the bag, and it was very warm. All the crystals were generating a large amount of energy, I felt, as heat. As I started to leave, I thanked him and turned to walk out. Wait. I did not even know who he was, nor did he know my name. I came back and said, my name is Marcy. What is yours? He said, Larry. We shook hands, and I walked to the car and got my camera. I went back in and asked if I could take a picture of him and the shop, to which he posed with me a few pics. I will come again and visit you someday, I told him. This was a very good experience for me. Thank you. The end.
Oh, wow, Marcy. at another on another show, I'm going to. I so relate to that story because I had such a similar thing happen, which I will share on another show. But I know that this is a moment in time that you will never ever forget, and you'll remember it in vivid detail for all time.
I will.
What a great, and now you have the stewardship of some really special crystals.
Yes, I do.
And remember to put them out in the sun when the sun is at 25, 26, 27 degrees every month and get
okay.
them really charged up galactically. And all the information on how to care for crystals is in Lavendar's crystal, Quartz Crystal, A Celestial Point of View ebook, which I don't know if you have or not, but you'll need to have it.
Okay, I'll look at it. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you so much
you.
For calling and sharing that story. I know stuff
awesome.
Like that happens. Stuff like that happens in Arkansas. I imagine more than anybody realizes. But
yeah.
I'm so glad that it happened for you.
Well, the next time I go down there, I'll call Lavendar. Before
okay.
I go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Marcy.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. What a great story. Okay, I'm going to go back to Kaylee now. Hello, to Kaylee. You are back on the air. And let's talk about your trip.
Hi, Ariel and Lavendar and everyone there. I've got a flash for you. I want everyone to know that I've received some information that is hot off the press, and it is right now, and it has to do with this tour that I'm planning to Maui in Hawaii at the time of the Pleiadian alignment. It's called the Maui Light Activation Tour, and it's from May 12th to 21st. If you're a spiritual warrior wanting the next galactic experience, you need to come with me to Maui because you're going to have the experience of your life. I received this message for you about this tour. I am the commander of the starship Bethlehem. I bring to you my solemn promise that there will be a craft for each starseed who comes on the tour to bring to you the Pleiadian light on Mount Haleakala and at other times of this tour. We will be monitoring and following each one of you who has the courage, the willingness, the determination to be part of this immense experiment called the Pleiadian lineup this May. I promise that this shall be your path to rise in your own consciousness, that you travel with us in a conscious way of being as you would choose it to be, and so it is. So it's an SOS for anybody who wants to have this Pleiadian experience, because Hawaii was the place where the Pleiadians first came into Lemuria, and the Hawaiian Islands are a place that they navigate through all the time. They slip their craft sideways and go right into the folds of the mountains there, dematerializing as they go inside the mountain. This area is a hot spot, so come and be part of it with me. It's going to be phenomenal. I called it the Maui Light Activation Tour because that's exactly what it is. It begins with a couple of days in Hana on the east side of the island, which is an incredibly beautiful place. The scenic mountain road to it is countless waterfalls, and I've picked up some special ones for the drive there. While we're there, we'll be visiting a black sand beach. And for those of you who love crystals, they have an amazing history. They are formed when the volcano puts out lava underwater and it explodes into tiny crystals. So it's a very special thing to experience the energies there. And to be prepared for the full intensity of the Pleiadian alignment, I'm creating a goddess baptism ceremony at the seven sacred pools of Waheia. The goddess light welcomes in the next stage of a journey with a baptism, so you can close the door on where you've been and open into the new process, which is very powerful. I carry the energy of Mary Magdalene, as well as the Lemurian goddesses of the Athena lineage, so it will be a transmission of love frequencies from the goddess light to get you ready for this next part of your life. Then we move to the sacred mountain called Haleakala, which was so powerful to the Lemurians. It's a power energy place and it dominates the island of Maui. We're going to be there for several days to really anchor in those Pleiadian transmissions into your energy and for you to experience your connection to the Pleiadian craft that is assigned to you personally. And you'll be receiving the gifts left for you from the Lemurians, the Goddess Light, and some other lineages too. So it's going to shift some energy in a very powerful and full-on way as you bring your intent to be part of it on board. From Haleakala, we go to West Maui, to the historic town of Lahaina, because of two special trips. The first one is a snorkeling and dolphin watch tour. You'll be floating in the beautiful crystal clear water. It's like being in an aquarium. The dolphins will be adding their activations to our experience at some point on the trip. That's their promise to be. And if you've ever been activated by the dolphins like I have, it's so powerful. They really beam you with their multidimensional frequencies and activate your galactic energies in an instant. It's totally wow. To end the tour, we go by ferry to Molokai, the ancient and most mystical island in the Hawaiian chain. It's still very traditional old Hawaii, with some of the most spectacular scenery you've ever seen, with the beautiful tall mountains meeting the ocean. We'll be doing some ceremony there and in other places as we visit them, and we'll also be having a darn good time enjoying the full beauty of the islands, the healing ocean waters, the waterfalls, the energy, the activations. So much will be happening, yet there's also time built in for what you would like to do for yourself on most days. I will be channeling my guides, who are from the Elven lineage. Lavender calls them the El. They're an ancient galactic race of very high frequency from outside our usual known sectors of space. And I'll be also bringing through the goddess energy of the Magdalene and the Chancellor of Lemuria, who was the guiding spiritual focus, the Lemurian light, on some of the evenings of the tour. You'll be able to ask them questions and find out what's going on for you in a galactic sense. So to find out more about this incredible trip, go to starseedhotline.ning.com/events. And that has information and a link to my website, or go to my website direct. It's http://takeli.com. No triple W, it's just takeli.com. Or you can contact me by the contact form there or directly through my email, which is takeli@takeli.com. And I'll come back to you with more detailed information about this tour. It's not too late to be part of it and for you to meet the Pleiadians in a way that really opens doors for you and celebrates and activates you to your galactic knowing and your mission here on Earth and beyond, and to have your own personal connection to a Pleiadian craft. Total wow. And in the light of the goddess, I offer this. Back to you, Ariel and Lavendar.
Oh, I got chills. That's a confirmation for me when someone is really on the beam. Kaylee, I'm just going to spell your name so that others can write it down.
That would be great.
takeli.com. And I also wrote that in the comment section on our show page. T-A,
yes.
Like Thomas, A-K-E-L-I. Wow, that is going to be fantastic. I hope you have lots of video cameras for those of us that cannot be joining you physically, we will be there spiritually. What a powerful trip.
That would be beautiful as well. But come and be there in person because it's just going to be phenomenal.
Oh, I would like nothing better. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us such a great opportunity. And I do hope that our listeners will contact you.
Thank you so much
okay.
for this opportunity.
You're so welcome,
bye-bye.
Kaylee. Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow.
Well, I'd like to say something about this happening that's going to happen in Hawaii. We have so many different Pleiadian ships that are coming to so many different areas, and for sure that she's going to be in contact with some very high beings. And if you want to have those experiences at this time, especially on Pleiadian lineup, this is the trip to take.
Okay, take it to heart. So, see, we have about a half an hour left. Shall we do our bevelation, and then we'll go back to the switchboard and the chat room for comments and questions?
Okay, that's great.
All right. This is our bevelation for the week from our own Doc Belva.
To our Starseed listeners, this is Lavendar, and because several of our clients have asked for more information regarding acid reflux, we called Doc Belva and said, you know, give us some insight to what you think is causing acid reflux. So she wrote it up and sent it to me, so I'm going to read it. From Doc Belva. I understand that many of you have problems with acid reflux, so here are some suggestions. This one's from Dr. Oz. Could heartburn increase my risk of heart attack? No, heartburn involves the digestive system, not the cardiovascular system. It's a sensation caused by acid reflux, a condition which gastric acid rises up from the stomach into the esophagus. But chronic heartburn can be a risk factor for a precancerous disorder called Barrett's esophagus. Over time, gastric acid damages the lining of the esophagus, and in about 1% of cases, this damaged tissue will become cancerous. The problem is that Barrett's esophagus does not cause symptoms, so people with persistent reflux should be monitored closely. Typically, with exams once a year, if found, it can be reversed with radio frequency, and this procedure is involving thermal energy. Now, the rest is from Doc Belva. Before I had my fight with cancer, I had bleeding ulcers and I was frantic with pain. I tried everything for years, baking soda, Tums, you name it, I took it. Finally, a product came out that worked with the pain, Pepsin AC. I lived on that daily for about 2 years until I had lymphoma, cancer, and 3 months to live. Did Pepsin AC cause my body organs to rot away? I doubt that was the main cause. My body had the candida mold that originated with penicillin and antibiotics. Doctors wanted to remove part of my stomach, remove my hemorrhoids, give me a hysterectomy, and I kept working 7 days a week. The cancer was pronounced after I moved to Las Vegas. I mistreated my body, no sleep, high stress, constant work, Atkins diet. The cancer was working on me all the time. I had much to learn. Cancer taught me to treat the cause rather than the effect. So I recommend healthy products, and that's why I ask for saliva from my clients so that I'll know which organ is causing the pain and not able to do the work for the body. Once the organ is well, then the heartburn does not occur. The cause has to be stopped. It can be from the pancreas, the stomach, the gallbladder, actually almost any organ that is stressed, even the heart. A lot of people with heart problems have constant heartburn. I went to the hospital with a friend. As they wheeled her husband past her, he said, "It's just indigestion." It was a heart attack, and he died within an hour. I was still living on Pepsin AC. Huh, it works if you want a quick fix. A strange thing for a health practitioner to say. So, that is my story regarding heartburn. It's not really the mixture of food you eat, acid or alkali, that might seem to be the reason, for that seems to trigger the pain. But find the organ that cannot be comfortable doing its work and fix it, heal it, help it, and the heartburn will leave until another organ has a problem as you age. The tires on your car do not last forever, ever. Neither will your heart or kidneys. Everything needs a little loving care after 40 or 50 years. I never had any of those surgeries, and at this late in life, I never will. I still have all my original organs, even my tonsils, and I eat what I want without any heartburn. Well, that's my bevelation for this week. Here's to your good health, Doc Belva. Back to you, Ariel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Doc Belva. I am looking through the switchboard. We still have a lot of callers, but I want to check in with the chat room really quick and see if we have questions. Anyone with a question for John and Elaine are still online with us. Doc Belva is here, and of course Lavendar is here too. So let's check in with Purple Sage in the chat room. Hello, Purple Sage.
Hi.
How are you doing in the chat room?
It's the chat room is buzzing. let me see how many people we have in there. Right now we have 36 people in the chat room, but we've gone up to in the 50s. So it's really buzzing. I do have one question from a listener, and I'm going to read the question because I'm not sure that I could interpret it better.
Okay.
Jim McCarty, the longtime drummer for the Yardbirds, is heavily into healing and sound. He helped Fabian Mammon with his healing CD. Do you think you could ask that about Jim McCarty? Now, I said I'm not sure what the question is, and he wrote back, vibrato is not a pure note. Just wondered how much off note is acceptable. Probably not much. Kabbalah, Katatama seems to matter. And then he says, feel like it's something. Oh, well, it's too late now. He says it feels like it's something not to ask now. That's the only question that I have. But if anybody has any comments about that, when you're using sound for healing, how much do you have to be on note, or can it falter just a little bit to still be effective?
Okay, well, let's go to John and Elaine. Did you hear the
yeah.
question, or kind of understand?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay. Well, I guess for me it would depend on the user or the deliverer or the transmitter of the sound, because for me personally, and you can only speak from a personal perspective, is that when I tone into someone's body, I have frequencies that come through, and I also work with intent and holographic imagery, because I have this sort of multisensory package that I come with. So I am emitting sound, but I am actually emitting other multisensory emanations as well. So, and I'm aware of Fabienne Mammon's work. It's beautiful work, and I looked at it many years ago. But I think with the work that I do with the omnidimensional children, there are many more modalities available to us now. And I think you just need to follow your heart as to what feels right to you. And frequencies come from the connections that you have personally with your own omnidimensional selves. Does that make sense?
Well, it certainly makes sense to me. And I think part of the question, I heard him say something about vibrato.
Can I answer that then?
Yeah.
I quite often notice vibrato when Elaine is channeling sound, and I think sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. It really depends on what is required. I think if someone is conscious about the vibrato when they're, and this is my take on it, when they're singing it, then maybe they're using too much of their intellect and their mind in the production of the sound. It's almost like you're not conscious of how you're producing the sound, and that's what makes it the right sound for the right occasion. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, completely. It's the difference between technical execution and and spiritual delivering.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would think that your intent is and your focus and your passion and all of the intangible things is what's coming into that note. And whether you are, on pitch or vibrato or not, I can just see that's not about technical execution.
That's not important. It's not relevant at all.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And many people that we work with, Ariel, they say, "Oh, I can't sing, and I don't produce a very nice sound, and all of this."
And then we hear them,
and then
it's
we hear them.
Beautiful.
And my whole electromagnetic energy field is set alight. You know, because of what they're bringing through the sound. So it's not about what the intellect feels you're producing. It's how it makes you
see you.
That is so true. And, you know, I've had many, many people over the years come up to me and say, oh, I wish I could sing, and I just, I only sing in the shower. And I said, you know, it's about how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
It's not about how good you are or how, you know, seasoned or professional. It's how does it make you feel. If it makes you feel good, you are a great singer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Maureen, do we have any other questions or comments from the chat room before I move on?
No, that's it. But I really love that you brought up the intent.
And your intent is the seed, and the all the other, whether you're using gongs or bowls or voice or keyboard or whatever, those are the leaves on the tree, but the seed is your intent. And once you get that refined, then it, you know, doesn't matter where you plant it.
and what instrument you use, because it will be activated in the right way if your consciousness is in the right place.
Yeah. It's all about consciousness, isn't it, really?
It is, and it's about allowing.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's about allowing. Because if you tap into that flow, it is just, if you just allow it, sometimes from my own personal experience, the minute I think, ooh, I'm in the flow, it's like, oop, no, you're not.
you
get in the way, don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Easily. Yeah. If we could share something about what, because we're coming to the U.S. in November, so we just thought we'd like to share that before you conclude, in that there is a Star Nation gathering, a Kahoya Star Nation gathering with Chief Golden Light Eagle on the 11-11-11, and there are many speakers from all over the world. We'll be one of them, and it's taking place in Collinsville, Illinois. And I think the website for that is comewalkinbeauty.com. For anyone
who's
in beauty.com.
Okay.
It's organized by a lady called Connie, who's a beautiful being. She's also very familiar with Chandra's work. And something we forgot to mention earlier, today is Grandma Chandra's birthday. And she's 28.
Wow.
So we were so thrilled, because we thought that this interview was for next week, and when we got the link and you said it was for today, we thought, wow, on her birthday, how synchronistic
how
is
perfect.
That? Perfect.
Wow. Well, you just can't. After a while, you just stop being amazed, and it's like, well,
I know.
It's of
lovely.
Course, why not?
It's lovely.
Why not?
And she's delighted. She's delighted.
Yes.
Okay, so that's great. You're going to be here in America.
Yep.
On the 11-11-11.
Yes.
Indeed.
So,
and we will be doing some sounding as well. We're doing a workshop, maybe two, at that event. So, well as speaking at it.
And we'll be there to absorb what others have to share as well. It's a huge gathering, and we're just delighted to be there.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, we would love to actually meet you and spend some time together in person.
That would be lovely. And we're waiting for Lavendar to come to England.
Yes.
Oh, well, we've been talking about that for quite some time.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
She might. Is that right, Lavendar?
Yes, I'm trying to get over there to see our friend Roy Dutton, who is the science guy behind my discovery of star markings. He has a lot of information that correlates with what I have been tracking for over 30 years, and I noticed that his name's on the front of the UFO magazine this month. Haven't had a chance to read it. It just came this week, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. But, England seems to be calling. And, of course, we have our friend Catherine Brinkley and Dr. Meg. They're going to take a trip there with the Crop Circle group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll probably get a chance to meet with you, even if I don't get a chance to go on the trip.
We hope so. That would be fabulous, because their work in the U.S. and how it gets out globally is absolutely fabulous. I know for me, when I was having all these experiences, I was so grateful to have the work of Meg, Dr. Meg, to be able to validate some of what was happening to me. So thank you, Meg.
Yes, thank you. Speaking of crop circles, Lavendar, isn't you want to mention our show next week?
I haven't gotten the final confirmation, so we better just wait.
Okay. Okay, mum's the word, zip a lip, okay. But be watching for our topic next week. Okay. Well, I am going to put all these websites up on our comment box that we have in addition to what I've got there already, so that anyone can refer to that at any time during the week. And John and Elaine, you are just a delight. We are so blessed to have you on the planet, and especially here with our group at Starseed Radio Academy. And thank you for staying up, rallying.
You've energized us.
Yeah. But I'm sure when we lie our bodies down on the bed, we'll be gone in a second.
As we always are.
And we'll do our night work.
Do the night work, yes.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to you now, and we're going to take a few more calls. You're welcome to stay on the line as long as your eyes are open. we have about 18 minutes left. So we're going to take another few calls, and thank you so much. Lavendar and I are just thrilled that you're with us.
And we are too.
Thank you. Thank you, Lavendar.
Thank you, everyone else.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have another caller. Where did you go, Nick? There you are.
Hey.
Hang on. Okay, I got you open now. Nick, you are now on the air. Hello, how are you?
Oh, it's great to be back on. I've been traveling some, so I missed a couple of the episodes, but tonight's was very interesting. I just wanted to tell you a couple things. I know that guy Larry in Mount Ida. I buy crystals from the people that he works with. And he's a fascinating person. He claims to have come from the central sun. And I once did an initiation session with him where he kind of connected me back to that source, and it was really powerful. So that's a great connection if anybody goes down there. And the other thing I wanted to say is I've also been in Mount Haleakala in Hawaii, and that is another awesome place. So really a lot of different resonating things tonight on the show, and I just want to support all the people that are doing that work. And so if anybody gets a chance, by all means go do it. And thank you again for your great work. So
You are so welcome, Nick. And that seems like it's funny, it's come full circle that that Marcy would end up meeting Larry, and that's the same. I mean, you've been down that path, and you get crystals from him too. That's amazing synchronicity.
Yeah, it sure is.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling and sharing us that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Nick. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see if we have anybody else with a question. You have to press 1 on your keypad so that we know you have something to say. Anybody? You can stick your hand up. Okay. Well, I thought we had a caller with one more question, but I guess not. Lavendar.
Yes, I have a little something I'd like to share, and that is that some time ago on one of the shows I talked about, you know, finding your natural state and your rites of passage and knowing exactly what you should be doing here on the planet. And one of the things that I'm constantly being reminded of is is my name on it? If your name's not on it, if people are pulling you in other directions because their name is on it, somehow you'll wake up one morning and go, well, I'm lost again because your name wasn't on it. You have to get really centered in your soul when something comes up and you go, oh, my name is on that. You feel it. There is a resonant tone that will actually happen in your soul when you get on mission. So I just wanted to, you know, remind everyone to, you know, center themselves when a project is presented to them or a trip or anything that's coming along, and make sure your name is on it. That's about all I had to say about that.
Right. Well, you know, if you happen to meet someone who's doing something and you think it's really cool, it may well be very cool, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you should be doing that too.
Right.
It has to resonate a little bit more deeply than that. I'd like to remind everybody a couple of things just real quickly here. You probably know that Mercury is retrograde. If anyone is planning on launching a new endeavor, wait until after the 23rd of April. And also, the Sun will be at galactic degree before our next show and during our next show, but April, about I think it comes in on the 15th or 16th and lasts through the 19th. So if you have crystals, make sure you get them outside in the sun between 11 and 1, right around lunchtime. And even if the sun's not out, they still get the galactic frequency. Isn't that right, Lavendar?
That's exactly right. It's a resonant tone that just, it bounces around all through the grid and the planet, and it just stays humming for that period of time.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that we have reached a natural ending here for our show. Let me check in with Purple Sage one more time just to make sure that we have no questions in the chat room before I say goodnight. Hello, Purple Sage. Do we have any additional questions for you? You're on the air.
No. No more questions.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I checked with you before I signed off. And I will post the websites that we mentioned tonight in addition to the ones that are already there. So everyone in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us. Purple Sage, thank you so much for the work that you do. We know we love you. And I'm going to say goodbye to you now, and then Lavendar. So we'll talk to you soon, Purple Sage, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Lavendar, thank you so much for bringing John and Elaine to us this week. Truly a delight, and I'm gonna go back and listen to that beautiful heavenly voice over and over again. Just does something for me. And we'll be back next week. As soon as we get confirmation on what that is, it could be really, really great or we have to do it another time. But we'll just send out your announcements and make sure you join the forum so that you can keep up with everything that's happening. And we do invite you to join starseedhotline.ning.com. That's our Starseed support forum where you can meet each other and talk over anything you want to. So, Lavendar, I'm going to say goodnight to you now.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
And thank you so much to Purple Sage for her work. And Doc Bella, where'd you go? Sherry, here you are. Hey, Doc Bell, I was looking for your number again. Thank you so much for your Bellvelation and for being on the planet. We certainly love you, and you know that. And thanks
for
joining us.
Well, I pay particular attention to everyone's saliva so that I know how to help them individually.
Well, that's great, and I know that you go way above and beyond, and you are our very own galactic treasure. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week on Tuesday at same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And one more thing before I say goodnight. It's about silica. Everybody read about genetic silica and make sure that if you're starseed. So with that, I hang on a second. Okay. Oh, Lavendar got cut off, so that's how come she's not talking back. She's going to call back in here in a second, but I just wanted to thank everyone for joining us. Special thanks to John and Elaine von Neuding. Thank you, Marcy, for sharing your story, and also to Kaylee. We're looking forward to hearing your report on the wonderful things that are going to be happening. And I don't think Lavendar is going to get back on in time to say goodbye, so on behalf of Lavendar and Starseed Radio Academy, this is Arielle Taylor saying thank you so much, good night, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.